Well, this morning we have a guest here in our studios. John Paul is with us this morning representing Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association. They recently sponsored a golf outing that was held here in Atlantic at Nishna Hills Golf Club to raise some money for area fire departments, an annual event that's been going on a good long time. John, how are you?
Doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me aboard today. And again, great news. Our 33rd annual Western Iowa Mutual golf benefit, raising funds for local fire departments. And again, the entry fee, the entirety from the team goes back to the mutual's fire department of their choice. And so it's got some great numbers, great history. Last Monday in June each year, and so we're hoping to load it up for next year. And a great business sponsorships, and a lot of individuals that just jump in, and a lot of the same people for that same 33-year period of time. Just incredible.
Yeah, it's 33 years worth too. That's pretty impressive. It's hard to keep things going that long, keep people interested that long.
Well, it seems like it should just rewind automatically, but sometimes it's like pulling eye teeth. You got to work with people. Yes, are you in? Are you out? You need a cart? But it's all good, and there's some great relationships that are even built from this golf benefit, and always look forward to it every year.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable for those folks that didn't participate or haven't participated in something like this in the past. It's pretty reasonable for folks to get in and participate as a team. I think the cost involved is pretty average, but the benefit is all the money that people pay into play goes right back into the fire department of their choice.
It sure does. And again, with the 34 teams that participated in the additional $300 to the winning team, not counting this year, grief, we have already gone over that $295,000 just from our mutual golf benefit. And taking a look historically with that number, and then also with annual donations, fire run donations, and so forth. Again, as of the first of the year, we're about $807,000. And for a small mutual company writing property casualty here in Iowa, we're very proud of those numbers. And we look to continue doing that. And when you're in need and you need that fire department, we want to help toward equipment, training, or however they would like to use that money.
Well, I think that's one of the neat things about this, too. There are a lot of different fundraising events, and you know the cause when you get in, and you pretty much have a pretty good idea where the money's going. You just don't have that much control over it after that. But in this case, you do, because it's the fire department of their choice, right?
Yes, it is. And this year, we had 22 different fire departments that participated out of the 34 teams. And again, Atlantic being right here close by and short driving distance is a huge benefactor of it. And out of that $11,000 raised this year, $3,000 of that goes back to Atlantic. And if you take a look at Atlantic, just as one fire department, historically being hugely supported by the golf benefit, we've given them over $41,000, another $3,000 this year, and annual donation and other contributions. So it's putting a lot of funds back into the right place, Jim.
Well, now, Western Iowa Mutual, not based here in Atlantic, but you've had the golf outing here in Atlantic. So it's been pretty successful. Why here?
Well, we write in 50 counties in Iowa, all contiguous counties. And as a part of that, we needed an 18-hole course. And about the third year, we jumped into Nishna Hills, and we've been here every year since. And the independent agents that write for us, Armor Insurance, right here in town with Lucas Mosier and with his crew, again, a good base to write out of Atlantic with an independent agent working here. And the relationship with Nishna Hills and Atlantic has just been so supportive collectively as a community fire department, and also with the golf course. It's always in great shape. And for a Monday tournament, I think it's pretty well run each year, Jim.
Yeah, well, you talked a little bit about money coming through. There's a lot of money that comes through, and it goes toward, it goes to the fire departments. Do they have discretion over how they spend it?
They do. We don't allow the fire departments to enter their own team because you're pulling out money. You're putting money right back in. So that's why we like the businesses or the individuals to put the funds in. But no, it's discretionary on their part. But a lot of you calculate the families, the time away for the training, for the meetings, and testing all of the equipment, being prepared to go in, what is safe. So whether they use it again for equipment, for training, or a fire truck, anything like that, more power to them. And again, it's discretionary.
Yeah, although you say you don't allow fire departments to sponsor teams, there are plenty of firefighters who do participate.
There are, and again, it's great to see them. And a couple of times we've had teams show up with helmets, bunker gear, boots, and maybe didn't get a full range of motion with the golf club, but they had a good time that day. So I don't have a number as far as those that are volunteer firemen, but would be a very high percentage of what those that participate. And that's even better yet.
Yeah, if it makes them feel any better. Some of our golf games aren't any better if we wore all that equipment or not. It would make a difference, yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Also, if I could throw in just this last year, we had, I think there were about four teams within a stroke of each other. Some of it gets into the tiebreaker based on the handicap, but this year's winning team was Matthew Paul's team representing the Henderson Fire Department. Shot a 16 under 53, and even more amazing about that is they shot a 12 under on the back nine. And so that's getting a little better than birdie time. So they had a good time out there. But again, it's just a great group. Get a lot of great scores out there. And again, some of them are just there for recreational, for fellowship. And again, just glad to have them there and look forward to having it next year again, Jim.
Yeah, well, and it may not necessarily sound like a tremendous amount of money on the surface, but some of the smaller fire departments really depend on these type of donations.
They do. And there's places that they can go for funds, for grants, different ways that they might be able to get the money coming through, some of them within a county, within an organization. So you need the grant writers, you need that funds coming through. But again, it's all very welcome, and there's a lot of ways that they can raise money. But with COVID and with things shut down a little bit, I'm sure that a lot of organizations, churches just didn't get the funding that they could have possibly had in 2020. And hopefully things are going to open up going forward and get some regular funds coming in again.
Yeah, well, so many things were hit in this last year by we know what,
without
having to mention it too much. But also we had that wind event, that derecho last year, that it's just a one-hour event, a short period of time event like that did such damage to a lot of things, to a lot of people's livelihoods, in some cases equipment and things that folks depend upon. I mean, it just last year was just a tough year all the way around. So anytime they can dig up a couple extra bucks to help replace some of the things or help with some of the other things, or maybe budgets got cut because there were a lot of issues and stuff that happened during the last year. So, you know, whatever we can do to help them out is always certainly welcome.
Right.
But is this kind of like almost a form of insurance? I mean, you work with folks. You insure their livelihoods, their property, their belongings, and things. And this is kind of helping to insure the futures for the fire departments. You kind of look at it that way.
We do, and it's a relationship thing, and that's what I enjoy about it. There's not too many individuals or teams that I can't put names and faces to and communities. So that fellowship is great there. And again, for Western Iowa Mutual and the property casualty side, we have a lot of policyholders that participate as a part of it, and they know a little bit more about what we're all about and what we like to do. And it's kind of an offshoot of directly what we do, but it all ties together. And so relationships and business and being strong that way and knowing who you're dealing with, no matter what you're doing in life, that's really important, Jim.
Yeah, well, we put in a lot of time doing a lot of these things, and 33 years helping to organize this and kind of being the face and the voice of this thing, too, as you work with other departments. Is this the last time we're going to see you as part of this?
Well, the rumor has it that the old dog is going to retire. put in 35 years with Western Iowa Mutual and soon be 45 years married to a young lady from Atlantic, and she's still with me, so I hope retirement doesn't change that. But Lord has blessed me with turning 70, and we have brought in somebody else, Jack Randall, to replace me, and we're in a transition, and that's important in all businesses to have that transition rather than an, oh, crap, we got to hire somebody. So fine young man, looking forward to that. But I'll serve a purpose as long as I can, but I don't want to wear out my welcome. So I'm planning on being in through September, maybe longer. And no matter what, I'll be in at least playing at the tournament next year and hopefully have a chance to see people again. But the relationships over the years are really important to me, and it's been a true blessing.
Yeah. Your job now is to answer the phone when it rings, not necessarily to make the phone calls.
There you go.
I got you. Okay, very good. Well, thanks for stopping in, John. Appreciate it, and all that you and Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association have done to help support some of those area firefighters. So many of them volunteer departments. They depend on folks who, just like us, who give up their time. So if we can give up a little bit of money to help support them, it's all worth the cause. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, the relationship with KJN, again, it's been tremendous. So thanks again, Jim, and have a great day.